From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palthorpe.
We got a low pressure system and a northeast breeze. We got a falling barometer, the rise of seas. We got the cumulonimbus and a possible gale. We got a force 9 blowing on the Beaufort scale.
And the wet, stormy weather just keeps coming. How big will tomorrow's windstorm be? Will it rival the notorious Columbus Day storm of 1962? I'm Bellamy Palthorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's been keeping an eagle eye on the different forecast models and will tell us what to expect for the rest of the weekend in a bit. First, Cliff, we had a pretty big storm last night, but how big did it actually shape up to be?
Well, last night was nothing. We have a double-barreled low-pressure system going through right now. The weaker one went through last night, and some winds gusted to 20, 30 miles per hour. But the primary low is coming through this afternoon north of us. So I think you'll see during the afternoon, starting around lunchtime, the winds are going to pick up. Probably going to be stronger than last night, so winds gusting to 30 to 40, maybe a few higher gusts near the water. And there could be a few scattered power outages this afternoon, but nothing really serious. The rain, well, it's been raining a lot. In the mountains, we've had 4 to 6 inches. In the lowlands, 1 to 2 inches, and we're going to double that before these events are over. Now, we had the storm going through today, but that's not the big action. The main concern is what's going to happen later on Saturday. A powerful storm is going to move up the coast. In fact, this could be traced back to a typhoon off of Asia called Songda, which has moved across the Pacific thousands of miles, retaining some of its inner core characteristics and with a lot of moisture. And that's going to start revving up right off of the Oregon coast sometime early in Saturday morning. It's going to follow a trajectory that's almost ideal to give us wind storms here in Puget Sound. The low is going to move up the coast, cross the Olympic Peninsula on the northwest tip, and then move across Victoria into Canada. This storm is going to be relatively deep. The central pressure is forecast to be around 967 millibars, and that's pretty deep. That's a stronger storm than the Hanukkah Eve storm or the Inauguration Day storm, the last two major storms we had here. So we have a powerful system. It's revving up at the end, which is the most dangerous way to do it. The track is almost perfect. So right now, everything we have available to us, our models, suggest that this is a real threat.
So when will the strongest winds hit us? What do we need to be ready for?
Here in Puget Sound, the winds will pick up around dinner time on Saturday night, probably peak 10 or 11 o'clock, maybe midnight, and then weaken on Sunday morning.
Now, so we had conflicting forecast models about that Saturday storm, but it sounds like those have resolved and come more toward what the Europeans were saying. Is that correct?
Or in the middle, sort of. One big problem we had up until yesterday was that the two primary models we used, the American GFS model and the vaunted European Center model, which is normally the better model, they didn't agree. The European Center had the low going over Seattle or maybe even a little south, while the U.S. model is much, much stronger. Columbus Day strength, but further offshore. Now they've come together to have this intermediate but very powerful storm that's moving on practically the ideal track. So our confidence in the forecast is much, much higher today than it was only 2 days ago.
And are the comparisons to the deadly Columbus Day storm of 1962 still valid?
Well, this storm is not going to be as strong. The Columbus Day storm had a central pressure of about 955 millibars when it struck the coast. That's the deepest storm we've ever seen here. On the other hand, this storm is going to be about 967, something like that. So the pressure is higher, which means the storm is not as strong. But we're talking about a storm that's probably in the same ballpark as the Hanukkah Eve storm in 2006 that caused, hundreds of millions of dollars of damage and 14 lives lost. So this could be a powerful storm. Now, if it goes a little further north or further south than forecast, which could happen, that'll change the winds over Puget Sound. But right now, we know the storm is dangerous, and we have to watch it carefully. And one thing people have to be very careful about is when the winds start blowing, to avoid trees, because that is the main way that people get hurt during these big windstorms.
And why are these so difficult to forecast accurately?
Well, we're getting much better at it. You know, the last few storms, we were pretty good the last day or two. But consider what we're doing. We have a storm that's starting off of Asia. It's moving thousands and thousands of miles over days. So can you imagine? We have to get the track right to tens of miles. We have to get the intensity right to a few percent. It's amazing we can even attempt to do this kind of work. But we do, and the models are getting better and better. So during the last few days, certainly, last day or two before, our skill has improved immensely.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.